I'm glad this morning that we're able to have Richard here just to give us a snapshot of what DNI is involved in. And Richard has been on the board, I think, for 3 years of DNI, and is also lead pastor at Wommelsdorf Mennonite Church.
A number of years ago, I served in Canada, and we were on a canoe trip one afternoon with the students. We had First Nations students at a residential school. And at the end of the year, we went on a canoe trip, and this canoe trip was a three-day canoe trip. And I don't know if any of you are familiar with what it's like up Sterling Lake, where the school was, where we served, but it's back in the boonies. It's really back in. So we were on a canoe trip. There was four of us in a canoe, one staff per canoe, and the rest of the were students in the canoe. Some of us staff were not very familiar with the canoeing and outdoors, as some of the students were, but we were canoeing along, and it was about in a day and a half or 2 days. I think Kathy would have some pretty good, on their trip out to White Owler here just a couple weeks ago. But we were in a kind of the same situation as they were in when it started raining. And it was halfway through the trip. We were tired. We were paddling. The canoes were full. And we were doing a lot of portaging. And it was at the end of the day, we were just, the students were tired. You know, you use muscles you don't normally use, paddling the canoe. And we're just getting sore and tired and hungry. It was at the end of the day. And we didn't know exactly where we were going to go, how far we had to go yet to the camp. And my canoe was at the back. We were straggling on behind. Some of the guys in my canoe were not cooperating, and we were arguing, and just wasn't going well. Okay, it was not a fun time. This was supposed to be a fun time. It was supposed to be a time that we could learn to know each other, and well, we were learning to know each other, but the bad side of each other, or maybe the good side. I'm not sure. But so we were tired, we were hungry, and we were hurting. Okay. You know what that's like. Maybe some of you are in that place right now today. You're tired, you're hungry, you're hurting, you're just, you're upset with each other. Things are not going well. You're not working together. You're actually working against each other. And some of you aren't even working at all. I mean, some of the students weren't even working at all. They wouldn't even paddle. And I was paddling by myself a couple times. And so it was a bad deal. It's just frustrated. We were all frustrated, upset, kind of half angry. You know, what in the world am I doing out here? This is ridiculous. How did I get myself into this kind of a setting? You know, I thought this was going to be a good time, you know, just a fun time. And some of you can identify with that picture. You know what that feels like. I know what it feels like. But it's not a good place to be. It's not a place where you want to be at. You're not getting anywhere. There's just nothing happening. Attitudes are negative. You know, everything anybody says is it's not right or it's wrong or it's like, you know, there's just constant arguing and confusion. You're not sure where you're going or if you're even going the right way. Have you ever felt that way? Am I really going the right way? Am I really following what I should be following, where I should be going? And you know what you'd like to do? What I like to do, what I felt like doing, was just pulling up on the shore and saying, forget it. It's not worth it. Why go on? All this fighting and carrying on and fussing and arguing and nobody's helping and I'm hungry, I'm tired, just forget it. Quit. Give up. You get the picture? Are you with me? Something happened. All of a sudden, way up ahead, I don't know if it was a mile or half a mile, maybe a half a mile, I don't know how far it was, but it was a long lake we were on. All of a sudden, I seen some smoke. And I said, hey guys, look, Up there's smoke. All of a sudden, the paddles were in the water. Attitudes totally changed. In fact, I had to tell them, I said, guys, hey, just slow down. I mean, we want to get there. Just, you know, don't let's, and they were like, okay, I'll go this side. No, you go that side. They started working together as a team. I mean, attitudes changed. It was just, we could have did a 100-yard dash race, I believe. You know what I'm saying? It was just go. That old canoe was just down through the water like we had a motor on it. Now, what changed? A second before, it was total chaos. We felt like giving up. We felt like quitting. There's no hope. But we seen the smoke. What was the smoke? The smoke was where supper was. The smoke was our destination, where we were going that night, where we were going to camp. That was where we needed to head. We knew exactly where we were going. We knew the direction. We knew what we were going to do. And it totally changed our outlook. In Philippians 3, chapter 3, verse 14, Paul says, I press toward the what? Toward the mark. I press on toward the mark. D&I has a mark. Our mark is planting churches and to see churches being planted throughout the country. That's our mark. There is no question. When we get together for our meetings in another 3 weeks, we're going to be meeting down in Virginia. We don't sit down and say, I wonder, what do we want to do this week? What do we want to do? There's no question. We know exactly what our mission is, and that is to plant churches and see people come to the saving knowledge of Christ. That's our mission. That's our drive. That's what motivates us. And so this morning, my question to you, here Paul says, I press toward the mark, the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. My proposal to you this morning, folks, is if you don't have a mark in life, if you don't have a direction, whether it's in your home, your personal life, in the church, you're going to be just like we were in that canoe. You're going to be fighting each other. You're going to be upset. You're going to feel like quitting. What's the use? Attitudes are going to be bad, even going to be angry, confused. So do you have a mark? How do you get a mark? Mark, you have a mark here. Mark Slave. That's not the mark he's talking about. How do you get a mark? Paul says, I press toward the mark. And I believe Paul had a mark. And that was and it says, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In verse 10, I believe this was Paul's mark. In verse 10 of chapter 3, it says, that I may what? Know him. That I may know him. Yeah, that I may know him. And the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformed unto his death. That was Paul's mark. That was his goal. That's what drove him. This morning, I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you've been dealing with this week. But I know how life is. And I know that there's times that we all are in a situation I was just explaining to you, the boat, where it's just not okay. It's total, and you feel like nobody cares, like you're all alone, and that's how we felt. We felt like we were all alone. I felt, especially me, because I felt the rest of the guys were way up ahead. They didn't even care about me. I was all by myself, and that's where we go. That's where we end up. You know, all poor little old me, and we end up in a big pity party, and it's just. It's not a good place to be. So you say, well, how do you see the smoke? What do you do? I think in back in life in some of the days that I've been in that canoe, not too long ago, I was in that canoe again. It's not a good place to be. It's not a fun place to be. I remember I met with one of the other team, our team there, and I said, you know, sometimes I wonder, is it really worth it? Is it really worth it? Well, I believe the enemy is out to destroy, and that's exactly where he wants us. He wants us to get us there and to be defeated and to feel like it's not worth it. As I look back over those times that I've been there, and I'm sure we'll be there again, I'm just so amazed at the faithfulness of God. In those days when you feel like nobody cares and you're not getting anywhere, nothing's happening, what's the use? The faithfulness of God. He is faithful. And that's all he calls us to do. He just calls us to be faithful, just to continue on, carry on, and to be faithful. And those valleys, those dark places, if you keep looking and keep watching, we'll see the smoke. You'll see the mark. I think sometimes that as I look at my life over the last number of years, and sometimes, you know, there's times that I've went on my own and decided to do what I want to do. And I've been just so challenged to, as I work with people and live among people and how it's not about me. It's about each other and working together and caring about each other. And we're having communion here in another couple weeks, and we did home visits this for council this time. We don't always do that, but this time we decided to do it. And as I met with people this week, I was just so blessed. And I think so often we get on an island by ourselves and we try to run our own canoe, and we need each other. We need each other. We definitely need each other. And so I would just like to close this morning and with the challenge of when you get in those hard places and when you feel like giving up, it's never too soon to give up. It's never too soon to quit. Hang in there. And find a brother, find a sister that can put your arm around you and encourage you, or that you can encourage. I think sometimes we have the idea that everybody needs to be encouraging me. Well, the fact is, the more you encourage somebody else, the more you're going to be encouraged. So when you get in a hard place, if you want to, you know, go encourage somebody, and it totally changes things. Let's pray. Father, thank you this morning thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness and for your love for us. Father, we so often fail you and come short. But I just pray that you would continue to minister to each one here this morning. I thank you for each one. And Lord, if you're calling them to a specific task, whatever it may be, whether it's being involved in the local fellowship here, or whether it's going across the country, or whatever it may be, Lord, I believe you have a specific call for each life here. And only as we're hearing that call and following your path can we truly sense the peace of God in our heart. So I pray, Lord, that you would give wisdom to where wisdom is needed. And Lord, where patience is needed, where long-suffering is needed, where gentleness is needed, Father, would you just, by your Holy Spirit, touch the lights, the hearts and lives of people here. Let's thank you for this congregation, Lord. Make them a blessing to each other and to those around them. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen.